Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
A chance of pistol back. They pitch it to him.
Left there he side. Goes.
And there he goes. He's gone. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Miami.
A-Chan, have a day. Oh, my gosh.
Defensively, I thought we did some good things. And then we gave up two big runs towards the end there. So a lot to work on. A lot to improve, so we learn from it.
How many lessons does this team need to learn? Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. That was Dolphins radio and then Bills head coach Sean McDermott trying to, I guess, find a silver lining. I thought the defense played well. All right. Final score was 30-13. Josh Allen didn't even finish the game, and it was just a debacle. We'll get back to the Chargers and Steelers from last night. Chargers win that one easily. Bad game for Aaron Rodgers, but Pearl, this is the thing, and you guys know I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, and anyone who really follows the team was not fully surprised by what they saw yesterday. And maybe losing that way to that opponent, but how the Bills lost this game yesterday is actually not surprising if you are paying attention. That Devon Achan touchdown was just one of the incredible highlights that he had through the day. The Bills' defense cannot stop the run for a variety of reasons, mostly injuries along the defensive line. And they had more injuries in the game yesterday. They left them with three defensive ends, basically, three defensive players that they could rotate through as far as, you know, any resistance at the line of scrimmage. They can't tackle at the line of scrimmage. They are just awful stopping the run. And that's generally where most of their problems start. Then on the offensive side of the ball, if the Bills can't run the ball and James Cook can't do his signature stuff, and they were held to 86 yards rushing yesterday, stop me if you think this is insane. The game plan for Buffalo is to force them to be a passing offense, and that's when they're vulnerable, and you've got the reigning MVP. Make it make sense. They do not have enough weapons. There was a time when I actually thought the Bills did have enough firepower on offense. Like, you have James Cook, and you've got Khalil Shakir, and you've got Dalton Kincaid, and you should have Keon Coleman. It's not nearly enough, mostly because Coleman has been a bit of a disappointment. They turned the ball over three times. Josh Allen turned the ball over twice. It was the classic way that the Bills lose. This team is not as good as they think they are. The general manager made a huge mistake not adding at the deadline. They are not as good as they think they are, and they're so high on themselves. They come off like they've done something. They have not done jack. And meanwhile, the Patriots are now on the corner, for real. The Patriots already beat them once in Buffalo, Pearl, and forgive me if I'm getting emotional about this, because the Patriots kicked our team's butt for 20 years. Finally, Tom Brady is out of town. You win the division 5 years in a row, but you keep losing to the Chiefs over and over again in the playoffs. You've got nothing to show for it, and now you're not winning this division. So all your home field advantage to the playoffs now completely in a blender.
Mm-hmm.
And this team has problems that I don't know how easily they are to fix. How dare you? How dare they? Josh Allen should not have to work this hard.
When did the home field advantage with Josh Allen get them to the Super Bowl? I'm trying to remember here. Let me go through my notes.
But I'd rather have them there, Pearl, because they can't play on the moon. So I don't want them to play in
Maybe
Kansas
that's
City.
What they need.
I'd rather
Maybe
them
they
play.
Need a 2009 Aaron Rodgers. Maybe they are 10, sorry, and go on the road.
Yeah, well, whatever. It doesn't matter now. This team, the Patriots look like more of a Super Bowl contender than Buffalo does.
They kicked the Chiefs' butt last week. What happened there? I feel like you're getting caught up in 1 week. Do you know how hot it was in Miami? And I'll tell you how hot it was. Did you watch Syracuse-Miami, EJ, on Saturday?
That I did.
Did you see how much Fran Brown was sweating for Syracuse?
Oh, my God. Coach. I mean, luckily he's jacked and he's got the tattoos and the chain. He looked cool, but it was hot out there.
I thought he was going to die. So they came in. It was high 80s for the Bills offense. Dalton Kincaid, your best pass receiver, didn't know whether to put gloves on.
It was raining a little bit.
Yeah, it was raining.
Heaven forbid, guys. It rains sometimes.
It was hot. It was Miami. It was South Beach. This was an anomaly. And first of all, how many good teams have we seen go down and lose in that exact situation?
Well, the Ravens just went to Miami and kicked their butt.
How many good teams have, Maggie, you didn't answer the question. You went on a different.
Yeah.
How many good teams have we seen lose in a hot day in Miami?
Now,
listen, South Beach is undefeated, and you know it.
Well, South Beach flew. If these guys, if you're going to be out like that, which I think you have to question every single person, I'd love to know bed checks. who was where when South Beach flew?
They were 10-point favorites. They probably thought they had it in the bag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got they are a team that has behaved like they've done something or like they have it. This team plays down to their competition. That has been a thing during the Sean McDermott era. And it's just, to me, you thought, it's one thing, Pearl, you go on the road, you lose to a division rival on the road in November. Like, yes, that stuff happens. But this is not any division opponent. This is one who you have owned since Josh Allen has been the quarterback. And a team that waved the white flag, essentially, at the trade deadline. Jalen Phillips is going to be suiting up for your Philadelphia Eagles today. The GM has been fired. The coach is a joke. A national joke. And he made them look stupid yesterday. Like, it's one thing to lose to a division opponent. It's another to get smoked. And by a team that was 24th in, you know, points scored, 24th in yards allowed. I mean, the Bills just had no business even being in a dogfight with them, but they always do this.
Miserable experience.
Miserable experience for me, Coach.
By the way, Bradley Chubb was not true, and he looked really good. That being said, I mean, we know the Dolphins are better than that. I mean, the Dolphins are way better.
Yeah, no, Dolphins, they lost to the Jets.
Dolphins
stink.
False.
I don't know. They kicked I'm looking at their schedule. They've had some really good games. I mean, They took the Chargers 29-27. They kicked the Falcons butt 34-10. That Ravens game was bad last week, I'll give you, but it was a Thursday night game on a short week. They're definitely not as bad as a record. Like, you know, Jalen Waddle is awesome, and Devon Achan is phenomenal. He's not just good. He's phenomenal.
Okay,
so
they lose.
That's
all
a very
the time.
Dangerous team.
Okay, so here's. Can I just go next level for a second? Because we're talking about the Bills losing Miami. It was the most stunning result of the weekend.
Sure.
And, you know, now everything about, you know, Bills winning the division. I mean, Patriots had a good win yesterday against Tampa, all that. But can I tell you the one part that kind of makes me like incensed as someone who watches this in very, very, very closely? How dare you? How dare you? Down 7-0, Bills are. First quarter, okay? I'm taking it all the way back. They have a 4th-and-1 at the 50, basically. They line up to go tush-push. They fake, roll out of it, and Josh Allen goes for a all-or-nothing 20-yard pass downfield that gets broken up, okay? Batted down. Ends up setting up Miami in good field position, and they score off of that. They miss the extra point, but ends up being 13-0. Like, that's the part of it where I start getting ticked off at the offensive coordinator. Stop trying to get another job while you have this job. So many people have gotten rich off of Josh Allen, okay? The team, how many contracts have been handed out? How many coaches have left? Brian Daboll, others. So many people, and I know that's not a good example right now, but
you guys are total idiots.
So many people have gotten rich off of Josh Allen. Stop, offensive coordinators, stop trying to get your next job while you have this job. Stop being cute. Stop doing the stupid stuff. Just pick up a yard and win the game. And they can't do that sometimes. So that's like my next level, what really ticks me off as a Bills fan. But then they couldn't do anything.
So do you think they're toast for the season? The way you're describing them, this team has no chance.
But they're not a Super Bowl contender, and what else do you need at this point? This is not
sure they're not a Super Bowl contender.
If like, you could run through them that way, how can you be a Super Bowl contender when your run defense is that much of a liability? And if you have to win games on offense, first of all, that rarely wins the postseason. But secondly, the offense is not good enough at this point to win games. So, like, you guys wonder, it's so funny. I love everyone on the show always makes funny. Maggie, you're always so nervous. You're nervous to play the Dolphins. You're nervous to play the Patriots. Come on. Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, I think the reality is the Bills' window may have closed. Like, I think that's, because to me, if you're losing games like this, and Perloff is right, that going down to Miami, anything can happen. But you think a team that has gone through what they've gone through, those tough playoff losses, and everything, you would think they'd have a little more respect for the game. Like, to me, they didn't respect the game yesterday. To go down to a Miami team who's just, they have some talented players, but there's no business to get blown out. If you lose a close game, I think people would say, okay, division rival, I get that. But to get blown out by the Dolphins.
I mean, that was really a blowout.
It felt like
it. It was 16-0.
Yeah, and they were down 23-6.
The Bills turned the ball over three times deep in Miami territory. Josh Allen twice. James Cook fumbled.
There was never a moment you thought the Bills were winning that game. I mean, they were out of it pretty much.
I did. I bet them all game long. It was 16-0, and the Bills were driving in the fourth quarter. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe. Because Miami blew a couple opportunities to keep the Bills hanging around, like missing an extra point.
No, I thought Buffalo, there was one moment when I thought Buffalo was going to win the game. It was an amazing drive that Josh Allen basically had to do everything and then some. And then he threw an interception in the end zone. That's it. Now it's over.
Yeah, it felt like. So it was 16-0. The Dolphins should have been up 40-0. Yeah. And then they got to, that was the play, by the way. What the heck was Josh Allen thinking?
I don't know. He shouldn't have to do that much. He's the MVP. I get it. He's an all-time player. But it is, everything is on hard mode for the Bills. Everything. And it's just, it's crazy. There's no more, like, lovable loser. There's no more just happy to be here. There's no more, winning the division was enough. Like, that, unfortunately, the expectations are just way too high. So for them to go and lay an egg like that is going to get people talking. It's going to get people really frustrated. And coming off of them doing nothing at the trade deadline, and Pearl, you wrote this in your Athlon column the other day about bold predictions for the second half, and you had a good line in your column, which was Brandon being the GM of the Bills getting annoyed that a younger GM wouldn't hand the Bills a great player, right? He's like, these young GMs, they feel like they're playing Madden and they're, you know, holding out for too much money. It's like, or dude, make a deal.
Well, you
make a deal.
Why don't you saw the report over the weekend was that they apparently called the Jets for Quinnen Williams.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He was taking a shot. It looks like at Darren Moody when he makes that comment. And, you know, the Jets apparently, along with the Dolphins, were not going to trade within the division.
Yep.
So, I mean, the fact that, I mean, Perloff, that could have been more prophetic than anything. Because when I read that report, I was like, oh, my God, this is exactly what Perloff was talking about. I had no idea that he was actually literally talking about people he was trying to trade with. But clearly, he thought that the Jets should have just handed him over a game-changing defensive player, and that didn't happen.
I actually saw that report, too, and I thought, oh, my God, Quinnen Williams is everything the Bills need. Not to make you feel worse.
Seriously.
Yeah, but I actually respect the Jets for not trading him in the division.
No, it's the right move.
It's the right move, 100%. Yeah. You have Quinnen Williams come back and rub it in your face. You guys are all going to be fired much faster than you think.
But, sorry, just real quick, Maggie, is there another – can't they get Quinnen Williams light, too?
They have guys. They've drafted their guys. They have their guys. Just a lot of them are hurt, like Ed Oliver and Hoyt.
To me, Ed Oliver is essentially Quinnen Williams for you guys, and he's not playing, so you're hoping he could replace him the rest of the way.
Well, and also, is he ever coming back?
Well,
Ed Oliver has a
torn bicep,
which is notoriously hard to come back from, and they're not even pretending like he could be back for the regular season.
Yeah, maybe the playoffs. You know what? Now, okay, so I generally do not buy your negativity around the Bills, but when you talked about, I think it was last week, you broke down the defensive injuries combined with the inability to stop the run, especially when they get to the second level. That's where they really run into trouble. Their back seven cannot. Achane was just running wild once he got past the line. So you're right, a bad run defense. Okay, I'm out too. I was kind of in when they beat Kansas City because I'm like, okay, you know. But then again, Maggie, look around the AFC. That's the one issue. You do have Josh Allen, and you saw Josh Allen yesterday turn it on, and it was like, oh boy, here we go again. He was running crazy against Miami. I thought Miami, I was yelling at the TV because I did want Miami to win, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go that far and not beat them. That would have been frustrating as a neutral fan.
Mm.
I think everybody was rooting for Miami to pull that one out. Sorry. But then I was like, Miami, why aren't you spying Josh Allen? He's running bananas. They wouldn't spy him. You have to spy that guy. That's why by running quarterbacks can win some games. I'm telling you, if they're in the playoffs, they're not an easy out. You know that.
Of course they're not. But like, this is the thing. They have these deficiencies. We're talking about the Bills here. And these deficiencies are ones that sink you in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They do.
The run. Yep.
Not being able to stop
bananas.
The run.
Bananas.
Cold weather. If they are outside, you're going to have, you know, these running offenses. And then if James Cook can't get going, then you can't even run the ball and keep these drives going. And if Dalton Kincaid leaves the game and all of a sudden your passing offense completely falls apart, that's a problem.
If the playoffs were today, they'd play the Chargers in the first round. And just my point is, like, they're going to be a lot of very close games in these AFC playoffs. And you do have Josh Allen, and we've seen the Bills not look great. I mean,
yep.
We've seen the Bills have struggled in the regular season, turn around late. So please don't give up. We need you. I think Buffalo fans need you back a little bit.
888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. The chat is on fire right now. Go check it out. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet, Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork, where I love that Justin says starts in the trenches. Yes, it does, sir. You guys want to bring up all the times the Bills failed? Yeah, I'm going to think about alcohol. And I would have yesterday. Perfect timing there, EJ. I would have yesterday, but I had a big night Saturday night. I told you guys I was out I had a girls' weekend, people in town. So yesterday, I couldn't even. People are asking me, EJ, saying you were worried for my treadmill. And
yeah, seriously.
I walk on the treadmill when the Bills are losing because it helps me get the anxiety out. I was so tired. I couldn't even do it.
Treadmill safe for the weekend. I was like, oh,
treadmill,
man.
Treadmill got a pass.
Yeah, that treadmill. I was like, it's up to, we were talking about in the break, Breece Hall and the speed they were running. I think Maggie's going to hit the Breece Hall speed of 20 miles an hour on this treadmill.
But you guys also know I have gigantic feet. So sometimes get going. It's like, I'm afraid I'm going to break through the floor.
Thank God you're in a house and not an apartment building. Neighbors
I'd be evicted.
Four floors down would be complaining.
We have our treadmill on the second floor. It's like in our bedroom, like all right on the side. We should put it in the basement, but it's like right there.
Yeah.
Because now, like, my husband's an engineer, and I always ask him, like, are you sure the treadmill's okay up here?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Do they? You know how earthquakes measure in California? They only have one floor. Yeah. The Geiger counter. It's like, Mag's on the treadmill. It's a 2.7.
All of a sudden, alerts start going off somewhere. Yes. Like, it's fine. Just the Bills are trailing. When they're down one score, it's like one Richter thing on the Richter scale. Two scores, a little higher on the Richter scale.
Oh, it's fine. It's the playoffs. Don't worry. The Chiefs are in town.
Yeah. Devon Achane just broke free. Remove all the china from the cabinets. 888-710-4ISN. Quickly, George is in L.A. George, your Rams looking real good yesterday.
Yes, Maggie, my condolences on your Bills, but the Rams are not playing around. Stafford's on a real heater right now. Something like 13 touchdowns last three games, no interceptions. Definitely MVP candidate, even at his age. But they're just all business right now. I mean, they took care of the 49ers like they were nothing. And I know the 49ers got injuries, and now they're going to take care of the Seahawks. The Seahawks are good, don't get me wrong, but the Seahawks have a soft schedule, and I think they're going to get a reality check this Sunday against the Rams. Hmm. But thanks a lot.
Yeah, I mean, George, I thought the one thing about the Seahawks is that, light schedule, NFC West.
Arizona gives everyone massive headaches.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, you know, Arizona has hung in with these teams. Remember they lost four games by 1 point or 2 point. Their margins have been so tight. And then all of a sudden the Seahawks just came in and it was 38-7 at half.
That was a weird game. I mean, listen, the Cardinals gave him two defensive touchdowns off the jump.
Yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence.
This is a big showdown, the Seahawks-Rams. I kind of know what George is saying. The Seahawks schedule, if you do look at it, has been kind of light. I honestly don't know what's going to happen. Because the Rams have been, now the Rams look amazing. Stafford's on this record run of touchdowns. They're a little bit TBD. I got to tell you, I'm dying for that game. I'm really curious to see. I lean Rams. Which way, if you had to put those two teams, I mean, we can do this later in the show, but yeah, it feels like there is a showdown happening there.
Well, I mentioned this on Friday when we did an exercise called Who is the MVP right now, but who will win the award? Yep. And I said Jonathan Taylor is the MVP right now, but Stafford will win the award.
Wow.
A, because they don't give it to running backs, but two, because I think it's the one thing kind of missing from the Stafford, you know, like resume. And also, I think the Rams look like one of the best teams in the NFC. So it kind of comes together. And no, I think if the Rams, you know, beat the Seahawks, I don't think anyone's going to hesitate to put them maybe in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, listen, though, we saw Devontae Adams is older, pulled his back, LeBron style, Andrew Perloff style. So the Rams have, to be serious,
someone doesn't belong in that threesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one of these is not like the other?
You see, after I play hoops every Saturday morning, it's kind of, the lower back. You know that feeling. The Rams are injury prone. They have been over the last several years. Stafford ain't young either, and he's taking some big hits, which is funny. I felt like he was on the brink of retirement. Now he's just hanging in the pocket forever. There's a lot going. There's a lot of season left, so we'll see. Jonathan Taylor, I'm saying, don't count him out of MVP either.
No, he's excellent. And yesterday in Berlin, he was phenomenal. It's the one thing I really can speak on from experience. Matthew Stafford getting that epidural, like, man, those things work. They do.
From childbirth.
Yeah.
A little bit of a different situation.
Well, yeah, I didn't have like a linebacker kind of like bearing down on me, but, you know, pain's pain, bro.
Yeah. Were you ready to jump into a game after that?
Nope. I was ready to go home. 888-710-4ISN. All right. So I gave you my little Bills spiel there, my little Bills rant. And if you're watching this team closely, these types of games are not that shocking. It makes you go cuckoo. It was surprising the margin and the opponent. But to lose in the way they lost, turn the ball over three times, get run all over, that to me is not that surprising. 888-710-4ISN is why they're not a true Super Bowl contender, which pains me. Okay, coming up, Pearl, lots to do, including your guy Fernando Mendoza with a massive come-from-behind win. Indiana stays undefeated as they were in Happy Valley. We also have some Caleb Williams to unpack. Whoa. All right, I'm paying attention. Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson, and the fact that Dan Campbell has now taken play calling responsibilities over for the Detroit Lions, and all they did was go out and hang 44 on the Commanders. So we'll get to that as well. 888-710-4ISN-MNP. You guys want to bring up all the times the Bills failed? Yeah, I'm going to think about alcohol.
Kind of a blah NFL Sunday. A lot of blowouts. Not a lot of very well-played football, in my opinion. Last night was kind of sad. It was 3-2 for half the night. And then there was a big 5-3 on the board for a long time. But the Chargers beat the Steelers. I got to tell you, it's that time of year, Maggie, where we're seeing odd results. I tend to believe that Bills loss to Miami was not really an indication of exactly where they were. But I got to tell you, you told me before the game, as you always do, why the Bills would lose Lou mm-hmm. Holtz style. Mm-hmm. And you kind of nailed the exact issues.
Yeah, they can't stop the run. If they can't run the ball, then they don't have enough weapons to beat you in the passing game, which is crazy considering you have Josh Allen.
That's why they probably want to run the ball so much, is to protect that defense.
That's a great point. Yeah. And the defense is also hurt, you know, but they weren't great stopping the run when they weren't hurt. So there's some major, major issues. And we're asking you also, like, who's the best team in the AFC? Because last night, Chargers made a nice statement. Week before, Steelers beat the Colts. Colts find a way to keep winning these games. They won in Berlin yesterday in overtime. What was up with that stadium, by the way?
I thought it was really cool.
It seems so dark, though.
I think it was nighttime.
Yeah.
It's the day. It started at 9:30. Isn't it 6 hours ahead?
Yeah, but think about it. What time do you think it gets dark in Germany right now?
I don't know.
5 o'clock.
I know nothing about Germany.
I just looked it up. Sunset in Berlin today, so I figure it was similar yesterday. 4:20.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. So, and by the way, what time do you think it gets dark here?
Yeah, right around time.
So it's November. We're about to reach the shortest day. Yeah, Maggie, that's called nighttime.
I just was like, why is it so dark over there? It's the morning, everybody.
You understand the sun has set.
You understand it was 9:30 your time. Yeah.
I'm drinking a cup of coffee like, what? I can barely see.
Also,
I'm not an idiot.
I don't think that European games are always lit for American television. They're lit for soccer or something.
I thought we corrected it.
Oh, really? Okay. But this have they played here?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, next week
they played in Munich. Last year.
So Berlin was new, and next week is Madrid.
Madrid, yes.
Which will be interesting.
Yeah, Dolphins, Commanders, get excited.
Oh, jeez.
Catch the fever. Dolphins coming off a really big dub, though.
Yes.
There's a though.
Marcus Mariota.
There's nothing to watch.
They can't wait to see Marcus Mariota in Madrid, let me tell you.
Yeah, they're huge. Wait their whole lives for
that. No, there's huge Frankie Louvu fans over in Madrid. God. Yeah, everyone knows that.
CeeLo, what do you got for us?
All right. We are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. So Sunday night football and the late afternoon window, as Perloff kind of just alluded to, pretty one-sided. So we'll give you some sound from the earlier games, and the slate began in Berlin, Germany. So you guys took me right there, where Jonathan Taylor capped a career day in style in overtime for the Colts.
Counter give to Taylor. Cuts at the five. He's going to score.
He's in.
Touchdown.
Walk on.
The Colts in Berlin with the walk-off touchdown by Jonathan Taylor with his third rushing touchdown today. And in overtime, the Colts send everybody in Berlin home happy.
I don't know about everyone, but hey, that's Colts radio capping the victory, 31-25 in OT. So Taylor broke the Colts rushing touchdown record in this game, as he alluded to in the call there. He finished with three of them, 32 carries for 244 yards, including an 83-yard score, which was the longest run in the NFL so far this season. To Houston now, AFC South matchup between the Texans and the Jaguars. Jacksonville's up 29-10 in the fourth quarter. They didn't score the rest of the way, and eventually this happened.
Mills, shotgun, marks to his left, two receivers, wide side right, here's the snap. Davis looking, Davis stepping to his left, Davis on the run, 10, Davis 5, Davis to the corner, Davis! Touchdown, Houston! The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble.
Texans radio, Davis Mills subbing for the concussed C.J. Stroud. 14-yard run there to put Houston ahead for good. They tacked on the fumble return score as time expired to stun the Jaguars 36-29. And then in
I saw someone write this yesterday. I think it was at The Athletic, that this is the worst loss in Jags history. And I had to think for a second.
There's been plenty of them.
Yeah, I was like, well.
Oh, no, it was that. Definitely, Blake Bortles just missed to beat the Patriots.
That's what I was thinking. You had a lead in Foxborough in the AFC Championship game. Yeah. That's got to be the worst.
They were a hair from winning that game.
And then they had a defense on the field. A great defense. I know it's Tom Brady, but a great defense on the field. Yeah. You would think that that's what they want. And, yeah, that was a brutal loss.
Jalen, who'd they have? They had Ramsey.
Miles Jack might still have been on that team.
Calais Campbell, I think, might have been there.
Very talented team.
Blake Bortles. They almost went into Foxborough. And
Blake Bortles had 35 touchdowns and 10 picks one year. That was crazy. But that was a brutal loss yesterday. I actually felt bad for Liam Cohen. When he threw down his headset, that was very funny.
Duval.
That was so bad for him. It's his fault.
Really? I don't know. I feel like Liam Cohen is very well. I mean, people are loving Liam Cohen. I feel like he's got a kind of a dud of a team around him sometimes.
Well, that's often the case for Jacksonville.
They got to build a little more there. I don't love the way that roster is put together right now.
The quarterback's just not very good. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's fine, but
he's having a bad season too.
He just hasn't had a great career.
And now that you look back on it, if they could have a mulligan on the Travis Hunter trade, any doubt they take it?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair to Lawrence, no Hunter, no Brian Thomas. Like, he didn't have his guys. But.
No, I get that. It's just the more I've watched him in his career compared to what everyone said he was going to be.
But your bar is high for him.
Came into college, won a national championship right off the rip.
Yes.
And even when he's had Brian Thomas and Travis Hunter, it hasn't looked great.
Yeah, but that was, the drops, are they leading the league in drops by 50 miles this year? Even Brian Thomas has dropped. How many passes?
Oh, he has. He's on my fantasy team, so I know. So I've been following him very closely. But something just seems off about that entire offense. And you would think with Liam Cohen that would have got fixed.
I mean, he was
winning games despite it almost.
Throwing to Jacoby Myers and Parker Washington.
Well, they just traded for Jacoby Myers. They're lucky to have him.
Parker Washington had himself a day yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Touchdown catch and a punt return score.
And he had an Omar Cooper Jr. like toe tap.
That's now the shorthand, the Indiana one.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple of NFL toe taps where people talked about the Indiana play. Mm-hmm. That was an all-time play. Just say it, if it can come to Sundays, that's awesome.
Yeah, if you have not seen... That's what it sounded like. Even Gus Johnson was losing his mind more than normal.
Yeah, which is hard. Speaking of bars being set high.
I don't even know, where does Gus even go from here? Did we peak yesterday? Like, did Where else, what do you do?
I mean, Gus always finds a drama. You do not have to worry about that guy.
So good.
Can I share my favorite trivia question with CeeLo that I shared with our audience last week?
Yeah.
CeeLo, do you know where Texans running back Woody Marks, who looked like he tore his Achilles and came back later in the game, do you know where he got his nickname?
No, definitely not.
So Woody Marks wore the same Halloween costume every year of his childhood as Woody from Toy Story.
Wow.
And that's why he is Woody Marks. That's all I got.
I like that he's stuck to that, even stuck as to a grown man now.
Yeah, during the telecast, they show his mom has pictures from 5, 10, 15.
It's Woody. Not the same costume where he's like, all of a sudden, it's like busting at the seams.
Right. He gets much bigger. Yeah, he's a good, kind of a good little player. His name is Jaquavius.
So he's going to be excited for the new Toy Story that's coming out next year then,
I guess. What?
Yeah, there's another one coming out.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, 5.
Toy Story 5?
You're breaking news.
Summer of 26.
I thought they ended it.
Toy Story is going to be like Fast and Furious. There's going to be like 20 of these things.
And somehow Vin Diesel will find his way in.
And by the end of it, they're going to be in space.
Yeah. Is Tom Hanks going to be in it?
Yeah, I was
going to
say. Yeah. Until Hanks and Tim Allen are, in the box, for lack of a better phrase, I think they'll keep pumping these things out.
There's definitely a better
phrase. Well, AI will definitely keep on doing it.
You have a real way with words there. By the
way, that's what artificial intelligence was built for,
right?
To keep Tom Hanks' voice alive.
Especially with the animated film, they can go on forever. That's a good point.
But I also feel like those two guys, you can definitely find voice actors who can do that.
Oh, but
like,
that's...
People can impersonate Tom Hanks and
SAG after.
We've seen Simpsons replacements work.
Yeah, but that would freak me out even more. Like... Have it just be like a different...
Well, do you know The Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they replaced Louis C.K. got canceled, and they put in Patton Oswalt, and nobody knew anything.
Yeah, I mean, growing up watching cartoons,
cartoons, they're kids.
Secret Life of Pets, me and CeeLo went to the theater to see that together. Yeah. That's not a kid's movie. That's a huge movie.
If anyone has kids around the age, my kid's like 6, CeeLo's got his kids about the same age. There's this show called Blippi. Blippi is like a clown that doesn't wear makeup and does all this stuff. He's got a little sidekick named Mika. There's been 4 of these chicks, okay? And my kid will watch videos back to back, 2 completely different women. He has no clue.
No, the kids don't know. No. Paw Patrol, too. They've cycled through them.
But you're kidding me. Paw Patrol has different people?
Well, think about it. The show was on for a while. I mean, it's a kid voice. As they grow, their voice is going to change, get deeper, get older. They got to cycle through the ages there.
They even had to get rid of Dora the Explorer. She had to get replaced too.
Bart Simpson's been the same voice for the whole.
Because that person is actually 40.
Yeah, but why do you think it's not that for the other ones? Paw Patrol could be an adult too.
No, but it was a kid, and then they had to replace the kid.
Oh, this is actually you guys researched.
I can't tell you the names of the people, but yeah.
Paw Patrol, it's like they go back to the headquarters, and they look at this video, and somebody's going down a mountain at 100 miles an hour, and they take 10 minutes to create a plan, and then fly halfway across the world, and still are able to save that person.
Yeah.
Explain.
My question is, where's the damn police department and the fire department? We're going to leave this
to
a bunch of dogs?
The mayor's best friend is a chicken. What do you expect?
You were looking for it to be believable, the show?
And the other mayor is like is the villain.
Humdinger? Yeah, the Monopoly guy.
Humdinger. Yeah, the Monopoly guy. Or someone else. But anyway, back to you, CeeLo.
Right. Let's go to Tampa. First place Patriots took the lead over the Bucs. Final play of the first half and then never relinquished it.
Second down. And 9-plus from the 31. High formation. Toss left. Henderson has it. Travion gets outside. Goodbye to the 50. To the 40. To the 30. To the 20. To the 10. To the house. Touchdown, Patriots. There's your ball game.
8-2, baby. Start the buses.
Head for the airport. Pats Radio with the decisive call there. 28-23 road win over the Bucks. Couple of long touchdown rips for the rookie Travion Henderson. Pats are 8-2, as Scott Zolak alluded to there, coming back home now to host the Jets this coming Thursday night. And New York will come in off consecutive wins. They held off the Browns 27-20. They had a kick return score and a punt return touchdown in the first half against Cleveland. They win on a day where Justin Fields finished 6 of 11 for 54 yards, and 42 of those came on a fourth quarter screen pass, touchdown catch and run by Breece Hall. So you take that away, 5 of 10 for 12 yards passing.
I mean, Justin Fields understood the assignment. They're trying to lose games here to get the number one overall pick, and then all of a sudden the special teams unit messed it up.
Aaron Glenn.
I mean, now the Browns are in the driver's seat for that number one pick.
That was a must-lose game, and somehow the Jets won. Can't believe it.
Isn't that so, Jets?
Browns, none of these bad teams are tanking. I think they're all going to win a bunch of games. Yeah, honestly. I think Jets have 2 or 3 more wins, maybe.
Not this Thursday.
To be honest, too.
In Foxborough.
Stefanski, this might be it.
He looked miserable on that sideline. I get it. He's coaching the Browns and he's done it for years now, but I feel like I've never seen him look that defeated.
Gave up the play calling again.
Yep.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, Tommy Rees, and all of a sudden now, like, things did look a little bit better,
did
I guess.
Did you see, like, Nick Saban's, I guess his, like, words of advice for him?
No.
Because they said in the broadcast, don't screw it up, kid.
You thought it looked better? I thought it looked awful.
Well, a little better for Jerry Jeudy, who finally had his career season high in catches and yards yesterday. He actually found their best receiver.
They had a fourth down play call where I don't know what the heck was going on. There was no options. Like, Gabriel dropped back, and there was no receiver within eyesight of him. I was
the ultimate mass protection. No one goes out for a route.
Yeah.
But they're going to Shador in the last month. The report's out there. The last four games are all Shador. We'll see.
I thought their offensive line just let go of the rope yesterday. I mean, Will McDonald, who had before last week, had this six-game drought of no sacks, was in the backfield every single play. Jermaine Johnson, who's come off torn Achilles last year, had his best game of the season. These are the guys, they just lost Quinnen Williams. I was like, oh, the Jets, we have a pass rush now?
Well, like, I was laughing. I remember when everyone was so mad that the Jets didn't get the left tackle, Broderick Jones, and they had to take this guy, Will McDonald, that they didn't need at all, and then he's awesome. That was a game yesterday.
The Patriots screwed him over and traded with the Steelers right before the Jets pick.
And it ended up where Broderick Jones has been kind of a disappointment, I think. And Will McDonald looked like the defensive player of the year yesterday.
Broderick Jones is busy tackling Aaron Rodgers from behind, right?
Is he the guy who took out
Rodgers?
Oh, God. He was.
Will McDonald, four sacks. First four-sack game for a Jet in 24 years. Johnny Abraham was the last to do it.
We suck.
Dolphins beat up the Bills in Miami 30-13. Three turnovers in the day for Buffalo, two by Josh Allen.
I got to be better. I'd be better in the protection game, in the pass game, in the run game, all of it. You know, it's anytime you turn it over three times, two in the red zone, and really you could count that last one, you know, driving kind of going into the red zone. So that's a recipe for disaster.
And it was. Yeah. Nagy alluded to the run defense as well. Devon Achane, 22 carries, Buck 74, two scores for Miami. Bills fall to 6-3. They will come back home to play the Bucks.
Can I just say that was the greatest tush push, the one that they fumbled on? It was. I've never seen a tush push go for 20 yards. It was amazing.
Well, Josh telling you to do something because James Cook couldn't get any yards, so you got to take the ball and run and run, and then finally got stripped out of them. You know, EJ, to your point about the Browns, though, offensive line dropping their rope. I'm not trying to deflect the Bill stuff here. They sucked yesterday.
Yeah.
When was his name? Cam Thomas was the guy who jumped on the fourth.
Cam Thomas on the defense.
It was on the defense, not the offensive line. It's on the defense. The Browns jumped Pearl on a play when the Jets, everyone knew they were not running play. Sorry, on the defensive side of the ball.
The last 2 minutes, they had a defensive holding. It was garbage call, by the way, to extend that Jets drive.
And the Jet O-line started dancing after the Browns jumped.
Yeah. That was amazing. Right, that was Membu? Oh, my God. That was great.
I think they're getting their dance moves from Aaron Glenn, who certainly has them in spades.
He was happy.
Yep.
All right. We got to take a break there. CeeLo, thank you so much. Coming up, we will talk about college football as well. Huge, huge weekend. College football playoff implications. And actually, the team that had the best weekend, Pearl, is a team that didn't even play. So figure that out. So much to get to. And if we're not talking about your game, give us a call. 888-710-4ISN. Maggie Perlow.
QB Alabama.
Everything we saw yesterday. Pearl, you mentioned before you thought it was not a great NFL weekend, but there were a lot of really close finishes. There was a lot of dumb football, but there were some close finishes. Not for my Bills, unfortunately. That one was a blowout. 30-13 against the Miami Dolphins, but you had, you know, come from behind win for Houston. You ended up having a close game Tampa and the Patriots with Baker Mayfield having a chance to tie the game late. Obviously, EJ's Jets and the Browns were in a barn burner.
Well, again, you just said throw out Jacksonville, Houston, Cleveland, New York Jets.
Well, that's who's playing. It's not Packers, Eagles every night. Then, we'll get that later today.
But. And then you were kind of excited. All right, well, at least Aaron Rodgers is going against the Chargers. That was the worst game of the day. That was just awful.
And Rodgers was awful. We'll get more into that in a second. John's in Vancouver, though, wants to weigh in. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Maggie and Andrew. I'm good, thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about your Bills, Maggie. I'm just, like, to me now, you may as well flush that win over the Kansas City Chiefs because it's, you know, it's been wasted. And now they're they're one game less. So they're 1.5 games behind New England, Denver, and know, they may have to play on the road. And I'm just thinking, like, if somehow miraculously the Ravens make the playoffs, if they were playing a rematch from the Monday night game or the first Monday night game, who are you taking, especially with the way Henry's running?
Oh, yeah, the Ravens defense. Like, we need a case study. John, thank you so much for pointing out something really important, which is, yeah, the Bills definitely going to be on the road. I mean, right now, if the season ended today, they'd be the sixth seed. Not ideal. But, Pearl, the Ravens.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
The defense, which was a massive liability in the beginning of the year, has now turned into one of the staunchest units in the NFL. Like, they literally moved Kyle Hamilton like 5 feet to the right, and now they're like the greatest defense ever assembled. I don't.
Based on what?
What do you mean?
I mean, Minnesota sucks.
No, but just the metrics will tell you over the last four games, they have been much better.
Yeah, I know, because they
the schedule lightened up a little bit, but that's fine.
That and gets them Cleveland next week. They're I'll give you a sneak preview. They're going to look like the 85 Bears.
I don't know. I'll the Vikings beat the Detroit Lions last week in Detroit, Pearl. Like, the Vikings, they were an underdog in this game. I'll give you that. But
offense,
they looked particularly bad yesterday. The Ravens did a great job.
I don't trust the Vikings.
Nobody trusts J.J. McCarthy.
I don't trust McCarthy. I mean, he had some big plays, but I don't know. And then, listen, you know, I'm looking at the Ravens' schedule. They got the Jets and the Browns, so their numbers are going to look great. I still, even yesterday, the Vikings, there were points where they were moving the ball pretty effectively. I'm not so convinced on the Ravens' defense.
All right.
It's elite, like Super Bowl level.
Let's get some college football in as well. It's time for the report card.
Time to go. I have to go to class.
Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
Let's find out who made the grade after this weekend's college football action.
He is totally gonna kill at college.
What, like it's hard?
As of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Maggie and Perloff hand out their college report card.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
One man's opinion. All right, EJ. Throw it out to us. We got four quick ones, and we're going to give a grade from Saturday's action. What's up?
All right, let's go to Happy Valley, where Fernando Mendoza had one of the big moments of the weekend. What grade are you giving Fernando Mendoza, quarterback for IU?
A++ for that final drive. Really. I mean, to start that drive under 2 minutes, Pearl, you take a sack on the first play of that drive, so you have to go through the air with no timeouts. It will be remembered for the all-time catch by Omar Cooper Jr., but Mendoza was nails on that final drive. For that, I'll give him the A++.
Unbelievable!
And it made Gus Johnson lose his voice.
Yeah, I'll give him a B+. I thought there was definitely, to be in this game, like it's probably his worst game in a long time because he's been on such fire that it was kind of hard to figure out. Again, once again, you look at that game, you're like, oh man, I don't know if we have a number one pick in this draft. To me, like, that drive was great, but the game was ugly. Penn State did get a lot of pressure on him. I'll give you that.
All right, how about the Oregon Ducks head coach Dan Lanning? They get a close win in Iowa.
I mean, a B. I think Iowa was non-threatening on offense, obviously. It was gutsy. I give a lot of credit to the kicker to be able to make that kick in that weather. Yeah. It looked like it was coming down. I just was not impressed by Oregon's win there. I know it's really, really hard to go to Iowa, but I'm not nearly as excited about this team as I was last year's team.
Well, maybe not, but yeah, I'm going B++/A- here for Dan Lanning. Many a great coach has been felled in Iowa in the rain in a game like this, and they were down and, you know, needed that last second. What is his name? Sappington. Not Scout. What, he's got the name from the famous book, To Kill a Mockingbird. Atticus Sappington, all-time name for a kicker for Oregon. I thought Dan Lanning, like, again, you were ninth in the poll going into this game. You can play the nobody respects us card. They go in. They did not mess around, Pearl. They leave with an ugly win. I'm going to give the
mess around.
Well, but you said they're not a great team this year.
Yeah,
right.
They messed around in a big way. They were pretty bad most of the game.
I think it was because it's a terrible place to play with awful weather. Not that Oregon's not used to bad weather. They are, like, rain, but I don't know. Dante Moore looked pretty good on that 10-play drive to get them in field goal range, too.
And finally, BYU is undefeated no more. What grade are you giving quarterback Barrett Bachmeier?
Oof. Got to go C-. Not great. Did you know that he had 11 carries for 12 yards? Obviously, that's funny because the yardage and stuff gets messed up. But no, I mean, BYU got completely exposed here, Pearl. They look like pretenders.
I mean, it's not a Bear Bachmeyer. There was somebody, I actually don't remember which, the Texas Tech has a obviously future NFL guy who was basically, Bear Bachmeyer would turn around, the guy was on top of him. They could not block Texas Tech's defensive line. That is an impressive team. I almost go the reverse. I mean, it's not about Bear Bachmeyer. It's about Texas Tech being really elite. That looks like a bunch of NFL players running around on defense. So that was not a fair fight.
Amazing what some money can do for a roster. And Texas Tech has got that money. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Coming up, Caleb Williams. What did he show you yesterday?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.